Earlier this year, a bomb dropped as Catherine Eban released the culmination of roughly a decade of research and investigative work on the generic drug industry. And the explosion of that bomb should be huge. In this episode of Lessons from the Screen, we are going to be taking a look at Bottle of Lies, Inside the Generic Drug Boom by Catherine Eban. Stay tuned because you're not going to want to miss this one. Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious, and we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to. Welcome back to another episode of Lessons from the Screen. We have concluded our Black Women Celebration Month of May, obviously, because it ain't May no more. But we are back with another show. So thank you and welcome you. I want to welcome you back to this show. The show where we give you a review of whether or not anything that you can get from any particular screen of any particular kind is worth your time. We waste our time, our energy, and our brain power so that you don't have to. You're welcome. Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PAX Inc., a Black activist advocacy and think tank organization with the purpose of increasing the quality of life for Black people in America through educational culture shift and economics. You check them out at www.pactsinc.org. That's pactsinc.org. Leave a review, leave a comment, check out the Learning Center, leave a donation, take a survey, do whatever you can to help them, because you know what it is. They're doing whatever they can to help you. And without further ado, I bring to you the topic that we're going to be introducing today. The book, Bottle of Lies, by Catherine Eban. So the book starts out introducing us to an FDA inspector that ends up in a foot race down a hallway chasing a pharmaceutical plant manufacturing worker who is trying to destroy paperwork. And this sort of cat and mouse game is basically the narrative of the entire book, and thus the narrative of what has been happening between the FDA and overseas generic drug manufacturers since the boom of the industry. This book actually manages to tie the boom of the industry to Gandhi, as he led the resistance against British colonialism and advocated for Indian corporations and Indian self-sufficiency. Two students in particular heeded his direct call and birthed the generic pharmaceutical industry as we came to know it. While Gandhi wanted cheaper, high-quality drugs from Indians, what ended up happening was lower-quality drugs for India and the rest of the developing world in favor of profits. Now, the point of profit over quality is especially clear with regards to AIDS medications in Africa at the onset of the AIDS global epidemic. At several moments in the book, it is alleged that a very dismissive behavior was given to the fact that the drugs weren't working in Africa because, quote, 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 they were just Black people, which is a sentiment that probably also filtered down through Gandhi. He wasn't a fan of the Blacks. The poor quality of the medications is mentioned as a potential reason why the AIDS epidemic in Africa never came under control like it did in more developed Western countries, European countries. It speaks to those in Africa that tried to start legitimate pharmaceutical companies to supply high quality drugs to the continent, only to find that high quality, low cost was the biggest lie in the pharmaceutical industry. And the entire generic drug sector was built on that lie. In one occasion, mentioned in the book, an African drug company wanted to purchase active ingredients for medications, only to be presented with the option to buy low quality ingredients at an African rate. A segment of these low quality goods was regularly being set aside to sell to those making drugs for African nations. But far from just being focused on the underprivileged, the book also takes a look at the impact of generic drugs, low-quality generic drugs, on wealthy countries such as the European and Western nations of the world. While these implications have been minimized to an extent, by the ability to create and pay for brand drugs. It details how the growing trend of resistant diseases could actually be attributed in part to substandard generics. Now, the concept of substandard generics causing treatment-resistant bacteria is a new one, and it's a new development as a whole, but evidence is quickly being amassed to prove the case. As the generic drug industry continues to grow and expand, plants founded in corrupt areas of the world are also selling active ingredients to other manufacturing plants, lowering the quality of the drugs made in potentially safe plants. The book spoke passively to the fact that well-meaning activists were being used to place the FDA in a tough position. The public largely sees generic drugs as a lower-cost version of brand drugs, and as such demands and champions generics. Unfortunately, this is far from the case, and the book makes this point over and over again. But the FDA is not treated as the victim. They are in a lot of ways treated as an accomplice to what is happening, and in a lot of ways, they are an encouraging accomplice. But so is the uninformed populace. Now, most of the story is told from the perspective of Rambaxi and Dinesh Thakkar, a whistleblower that ended up getting $48 million from the $500 million settlement Rambaxi agreed to with the FDA. Now, it veers off into necessary and informative tangents where necessary and quickly comes back to the main story after the tangent has been sufficiently explored. Like all books, this one is another one that I feel like is a must read. I actually struggle with what to share and what not to because I actually wanted to share everything. So what I decided to do is that next week's show will be a show on generic versus brand drugs. So get ready for that and tune in next week. But anyways, back to this show. Data manipulation, governmental politics, dirty plants, compromised drugs, villains, heroes, evil schemes with deadly consequences. It's all here and it's all real. And it's hard to read this book and believe that drugs are drugs. But reading this book and understanding that drugs aren't drugs is something that I believe all people must do. So there were a lot of takeaways from this book and the research that, if you're like me, you did while reading this book. There's not much else to say about that, but I tried my best to narrow them down. Also keeping in mind that the show again next week is going to be on generic drugs versus brand drugs. But I did settle on a couple things. And one of the things that I think is a huge takeaway, probably the most important takeaway from this book, and I think the author would agree with me based on some of the things that she put in the book, generic does not equal brand. And this is something we know. In other industries and in other sectors and other places, people commonly say you get what you pay for. And that holds true in most cases, except for when we think about drugs and various other things that we deem as high priced. And unfortunately, it holds true even in those arenas. You get what you pay for. And it's sad that it has to be that way in a country that's supposedly as wealthy as America and in a world that is supposedly as wealthy as the world is as a whole. But unfortunately, that's the way it is. Generic drugs, as I mentioned earlier and as is mentioned in the book, there is no such thing and there is no such place in this world at this moment for low cost, high quality. 9 times out of 10, there are a few exceptions, but 9 times out of 10, that does not exist. So 9 times out of 10, if you're dealing with something that's low cost, is low cost for a reason. And most of the time, that reason is because corners were cut in the production of whatever the item is that you're trying to consume. The production or the services. There's going to be something there that's not as high or as good as it could be 9 times out of 10. And so you're getting what you pay for. And in the case of medication, we have to ask ourselves on a consistent and continual basis, is that okay? Is it okay for me to take a drug that has an active ingredient that's not as strong as it should be, or is not delivered in the manner that it should be, or is not delivered over the period of time that it should be. Is that okay that you have doctors in certain areas administering and prescribing 5 to 10 times what would be considered a normal dose, as they try to account for the fact that they have weaker quality medications to work with? Is that okay? What is happening with all of the other things that are in a medication, the excipients, as they're called? So these are all things we have to consider and we have to think about, because a lot of us, especially in the Black community, have insurance policies that will only pay for generic drugs. And so we have to wonder if, when we get these drugs and they don't seem to be working, is it that the drug itself is compromised? When we get these drugs and something else develops, or we get sick in another way, is it because the drug itself is compromised? And these are questions that we have to ask ourselves. Now, the FDA reports are public, but there's a lot that suggests in this book and in doing some of my own research that there are compromised investigators out there. So that's going to go back to a point that I keep saying continuously over and over again, especially in the Black community. We need our own labs that are doing this type of work, that are doing the necessary research, that are doing the necessary studies, and that are putting in the necessary time and money and energy resources to make sure that what we're consuming as a people is safe for us and future generations. Because, you know, there are a lot of people that spend more time doing research on what movie they want to go see this weekend than they're putting into what they put into their bodies in terms of the medications. And we are very, very trusting of doctors. But the other thing to that is, doctors don't always know what's happening. And that's illustrated by the fact that there are so many doctors that are getting caught up in these types of situations where they're administering bad drugs unwittingly, or they're getting involved in procedures that they shouldn't be getting involved in. And that's by no means discrediting doctors, but that is saying that they practice their profession. Every day they come to work, they use what they learned the previous days and through schooling and medical school and education and all of that, and they combine it with their life experiences, and they're making best guess. And while it might be a lot more credible than what Willie Earl down the street say, we still have to take into account the fact that they're not experts at our bodies. We're the experts at our bodies. We know what it feels like to be us. We know what's working and what's not working. So another takeaway is that cheaper does not equal better. And I know a lot of people, especially when it comes to generic pharmaceuticals, feel this way. Well, if it's the same drug, but it's 300 times cheaper, then it's better. But that goes back to the point I made earlier. Another point I want to make is medicine does not equal health. Medicine does not equal treatment. One of the things we got to understand about the way the human body works and about the way all of these things work is that everything is toxic if it's not used in a very specific manner. Everything is toxic if it's not used in a specific manner. The medicines that you take to heal you, the pills, the injections, all of those things, if you take them too much or incorrectly, they will kill you. They're toxic by nature if you go over a certain mark. Balance. I mean, you get too much water in you, you'll die. But we have this notion that my doctor gave me some pills and I should get better. Medicine does not equal health. And finally, I'm going to make this one last point. Basically, we need our own shit. I don't know how other many ways there is to say it. Here on the Freedom Train Network, we're saying it constantly. Black people need to step up and develop our own stuff, and we need to be serious about it. So all in all, this is a great book. I'm not saying that everything in this book is factual. I'm not saying that everything in this book is gospel, but what I am saying is that I think for a good chunk of us, this book will open your eyes to things that you did not know were going on, to perspectives that you did not know existed, and to lessons that you did not know that you needed to learn. And so for that reason, I think it is a must read, and I'm going to encourage everyone that I can to go and check this book out. It is available on Amazon. It's available on Audible. It's available, well, I've seen it basically available everywhere. So go check this book out. Catherine Eban, Bottle of Lies, Inside the Generic Drug Boom. And it's been real. This has been another show, Lessons from the Screen. Tune in next week. We are going to be digging into the generic drug industry versus the brand drug industry, generic drugs versus brand drugs. You know that when we do those types of shows, we spend a considerable amount of time doing research, a considerable amount of time writing the show. So you can expect a very, very, very good informative show. Tune in, tell your friends to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell your mama to tune in. And I will see you next week on the next episode of Lessons from the Screen.
Lessons from the Screen, what we mean is we go through different documentaries to tell you what they gon' do. Give you our lessons, give them our blessings. If they trash, we tell you there is no second guessing. Knowledge is power, but time is precious, and we're here to keep you from them lessons. So sit back as we groove, giving you the review, so you only spend time on the docs that you need to.
All right, I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Lessons from the Screen right here on the Freedom Train Network. Remember to go show the Freedom Train Network some love, www.freedomtrainradio.com, spelled just like it sounds. If you can't spell it, I don't know what to tell you. But make sure you also go ahead and check out the Freedom Train Radio app. If you got an Android, we got an app. And if you got an Android and your Android ain't got the app on it, then you ain't cool. And that's all I'm going to say about that. It's in the App Store. Search Freedom Train Radio. You'll see the logo, the Choo Choo Train, calling your name. So go ahead and get that there. Make sure you show all of the Freedom Train Radio network shows some love. Give them all a hug. Leave a comment on all of the shows that you like. And even the shows that you don't like, leave a comment still telling them you don't like them and you don't like they suck a fish fried egg. And I also want to take more time to tell you guys to go and check out our sponsors, PAX Inc., PACTSINC.org, PAXINC.org. Show them some love. And drop a line on the Freedom Train website. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. Let us know what you want to hear. Let us know what shows you think we should try to put together for you. The number one, the world's first black, pro-black podcast directory right here. You know what it is. You know what it does. And we look forward to seeing you, hearing from you, speaking with you, and sharing life with you every week. I will see you next week. This is your boy, Patrick Irvin.